Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys are drinking the diet soda right now as we speak? You might want to think twice. I am not a fan of artificial sweeteners. And I understand there's been a lot of debates on their roles and their risk of cancer, their risk of interfering with other medications, liver toxicity. And we have another study saying that artificial sweeteners could actually harm some liver functions. Actually, there's been links to worsening diabetes because your insulin is expecting sugar. Liver toxicity with this study, it's because the liver is expecting sugar. Your body's expecting sugar. An artificial sweetener is an artificial sweetener. Now, I spoke about how it was an accident. I think it was it saccharin? That was an accident, I think, years ago. This was pre-World War II. Somebody was in a lab working on some chemicals. Didn't wash his hands thoroughly. Thought he did. Maybe didn't wash his hands thoroughly. Was home eating dinner. And when he licked his fingers, you know, because the dinner was that good, finger licking good, he tasted something sweet. He's like, wait a second here. If there's no sugar in this food, why is this so sweet? And then he went back to his lab, realized, I have to find the story, but realized that the chemical he made was sweet, and they were able to figure out how to make an artificial sweetener. During World War II, sugar was rationed. So if you could make something that was multiple times sweeter than sugar, you use it as a sugar substitute, that could be revolutionary. And it was. So we have saccharin. Saccharin's been used in Sweet and Low, Sweet Twin, Sugar Twin. We have aspartame. That's a NutraSweet and Equal. The acesulfame, potassium, in Sunette and Sweet One. Sucralose is in Splenda. And then we have stevia, ribavulinoside, sorry, in stevia, Truvia, Purvia, Sweet Leaf. So researchers from the Medical College of Wisconsin found that the artificial sweeteners that replace sugar will actually interfere with liver functioning. Acesulfame potassium, known as ACEK, and sucralose. So acesulfame is in Sunette and Sweet One, and sucralose is in Splenda, were both found to hurt the liver's ability to go through the process of detoxification, even hurt its ability to process medicines properly. So if it interferes with the liver's function, it's almost as if you have a failing liver. Not that it puts you into liver failure, but your liver's job is to detoxify the blood. Your liver's job also is to break things down. So when we make medications, we design them so that when they do go through the liver will make a step, and that step needs to be predictable. And then when the liver does make that step, it turns it into a medication that helps you. Well, if the liver's not doing their job, that medication's not going to do much. So they say they observed that sweeteners impacted by PGP activity in liver cells at concentrations expected through consumption of common foods and beverages far below the recommended FDA maximum limits. So Dr. Stephanie Olivier Van Stichelen, who led the research team, is basically saying even though they are well under the, you know, FDA max of these chemicals, it still impacted the liver. They said, to our knowledge, we are the first group to decipher the molecular mechanism by which non-nutritive sweeteners impact detoxification in the liver. So they are presenting their findings this week at Experimental Biology 2022 meeting held by the American Society for Biochem and Molecular Biology. That's occurring right now in Philly. And they conducted the study in a laboratory environment. They tested the impact that sweeteners could have on liver cells. Both types of artificial sweetener inhibited the work of PGP, or P-glycoprotein. P-glycoprotein we need to help cleanse the body of toxins. It also helps the body process medication. So the proteins affect the way the liver metabolizes drugs. Now, researchers are saying, look, this, and this is being reported in Daily Mail, this is still the early stages of research. Sweeteners should not be written off entirely. But what I always tell everybody is do something in moderation. I know some of you have your diet soda every single day. You know, if you're once in a while going out, you know, and you're like, you know what, I run a rum and coke, but I don't want the calories, make it a rum and diet. Not that I think that's the healthiest thing, but if it's a once in a blue moon, that's not that concerning as every day your diet Pepsi habits, so to speak. Now, diet Pepsi does use sucralose as their primary sweetener. And sucralose, like I said, is a Splenda. Not all diet drinks use saccharin or aspartame or sucralose. So, you know, this is just that study using those. And again, it's the sucralose and the acesulfame potassium. So, you know, FDA has said that these artificially sweetened goods are still deemed safe, like aspartame. Aspartame is a sweetener used in Diet Coke. Diet Pepsi uses sucralose. But the most dangerous is believed to be Ace K. And Diet Coke has used Ace K, the acesulfame potassium, in some of their drinks, we're being told. And that causes shifts in a person's gut microbiome. If your bacteria in your gut and intestines don't follow the, don't get to have their, bringing in the in-laws. It just kind of messes things up. So, we also are concerned about the chemical changes. Insulin. I really don't like high circulating insulin. The reason why you get hungry after you drink a diet soda is your tongue tastes the sweet. And it sends signals to the brain. The brain sends signals to your GI tract going, okay, something really sweet. You know, Dolly is into the cupcakes again or something. Maybe she ate a whole cake, but we got a lot of sweet coming down the pipe. Then they notice it's just a diet drink. And they're like, where's the food? Where's the sugar? And we're not giving it the sugar. Not that sugar is the best thing, but for the degree that it thinks it's going to get, because of how sweet it is, it's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I got two boys, 22 now and 19. They have a little study tissue and bronchi tissue. They're so cute. Okay, anyway. And so they come home. And I go, oh, yeah, you want to watch something on, you know, TV with me? Like, you know, no. I go, oh, you don't want to be with your mama? And they, we don't watch TV, Mom. That's a boomer thing. I'm not a boomer. I'm a Gen X. It is. It is a big Gen X thing and a big baby boomer thing. And I'm like, wait a second. You guys saw Game of Thrones. Yeah, but that's not TV. We streamed it. All right. Well, what about the news? Well, they get their news also streaming. They're on their phones or their computer. Now, they do have television access. They play games. Either, I don't know, they're on this Roblox or, I don't know, some sort of thing. Where they. So they interact with people all the time, but they don't turn on the TV. Like, remember that'd be NBC, ABC, CBS. I remember my father coming home, would eat dinner, then he'd put on the nightly news and would watch the nightly news. And then they'd grumble or something, and then something happened, somebody did something, inflation, I don't know what. And then they might be, you know, a TV show. And I would watch Dallas or Moonlighting or, I don't know, something would be on. Maybe my mom would watch The Golden Girls. You know, there'd be reruns of I Love Lucy, Gilligan's Island during the day, Price is Right. When you weren't feeling good, you'd see Price is Right. You'd see game shows. And television was very entertaining. You just go turn it on. But you then started to have kids. They would just be glued to the TV. And then get glued to the TV and would be like, okay, stop your kids from watching TV. So as I have kids of my own, I have trained my kids, no, you're not going to sit in front of the TV. We had these baby Einstein videos and things like that. So these kids would, you know, watch and have, or like a baby Bach or baby Mozart. My son loved that. And anyway, you would see the little trains and things like that. So my kids would love that. But after that, no, no TV. You know, you're gonna read a book or you're gonna go play outside. So we basically, with the Gen Zs, and the Gen Zs are 1995 to 2010. And now we have the Gen Alphas who are 2010 on up. So the Gen Alphas now are about 12 years old. They don't watch TV. We have trained kids to not watch TV. So TV is now projected to die soon. As long as us, you know, Gen X's are around or baby boomers are around, yeah, we'll watch the sitcoms, we'll turn it on. But even my husband had the conversation with me when my kids asked, they go, why are we paying for cable? I mean, if all we're going to do is watch Netflix, and I'm like, sports, whoa, no, sports, don't shut anything off. They go, yeah, but you could stream. You could stream the sports. I have NFL free phone football. So I could go on the NFL app. The problem is they don't always play the game I want. You know, I like watching the Cowboys. So if the Cowboys aren't on NFL, the stream, I don't get it. So I can at least on my television set flip the stations. But honestly, I don't really watch a lot of TV. And I'm in radio. I'm in journalism. So I hit all the news. I'll hit all the news stations so I can see what, you know, MSNBC versus Fox versus CNN says. And after that, it's either a Netflix. Or I go to my music. Or I go on my Oculus. And by the way, even on your Oculus, when you play your virtual, you have, you can watch TV, watch movies. I think I can even access my Netflix on my virtual set. So TVs may go away. Now I got to tell you, from a living room standpoint, wow, that would definitely give us more space. Now, I mean, I like watching movies, and my kids like watching movies, but not a lot. Since my kids are older, they don't have time to sit and watch a two-hour movie. And the funny thing is hubby and I do too. We won't sit for two and a half hours to watch a movie. Some of our favorite shows are the 30-minute shows, or at most an hour, because it's not healthy to sit. We've actually become a society where we're learning that it's not safe and not healthy to just sit. And so we are going to be more interactive, you know, and we're going to be moving more towards virtual platforms. So I think it's a fascinating topic, and I think if we do end up getting rid of the TV, I don't really see us doing that, but man, now you don't need what the TV sits on. I know the TV's on a wall, you know, because remember you used to have a big, huge TV center. Remember, those got big in the 80s and 90s, so you'd have your stereo, you'd have your TV, and it would be like the coolest thing. There's no room. We don't have that kind of room. We need more sitting room. So the metaverse is going to be basically where people go for their entertainment. So the metaverse is this loose connection of virtual worlds. You have gaming platforms, other interactive media, Minecraft, Roblox, meta platforms. And so, these people are moving towards that. And one of the also reasons is that they're socialized. So look at how Facebook, you know, just blew up. Facebook even blew up more than Twitter from a social standpoint. Twitter is more news. You know, they're like, okay, what happened here? What happened here? You know, you could retweet or whatever. But Facebook caused community. Now, I know there's a lot of people that dislike Facebook, and I get it. I get it. But one of my draws to Facebook is I connect with people on there, just like Facebook Live. I could do my show on Facebook Live. So those people that don't listen to terrestrial or podcasts, a lot of the people that aren't really up on all the tech, they were able to figure out Facebook, so they access my show. I got people listening to my show on so many different platforms, and so you almost have to be there on those different platforms. And one thing about Facebook, it is community. There are people I have never met, yet you have a relationship with them because of the back and forth on Facebook. Or Facebook feels like you care about what's on their timeline, so they post something and now it's on your timeline. So there's family members, there's people I went to school with, there's coworkers that I now connect with on a daily basis. I don't mean to, but Facebook has these algorithms that do that. So now Metaverse is going to do that. So the Metaverse is where you log in, whether it's a virtual headset, whether it's on your computer, whatever. And then you are in a community. And remember I told you schools are going to be like that? I predicted that before I read Ready Player One, where Ready Player One said the future is going to basically be where you go into school and your school is virtual. So you're at home. You don't have to take a bus. You don't have to get your butt kicked. You don't have to be bullied. But you go into this virtual world and you have your avatar. And so, if you don't want people knowing that you're male or female or cis or trans or non-binary, or you just make your avatar any way you want to, if you want people to know, then you make your avatar any way you want to. And you could actually change your look. You could whatever. And then you learn. If you don't log in, you get in trouble. Then, I predict maybe we'll have group projects or sports in the afternoon. But I think morning is you log in and you're in this virtual setting. Teachers are going to lose their jobs like crazy because one teacher will be able to teach virtually to multiple surroundings. I like in-person teaching. I think in-person teaching is the best. But this is where the world's going to go. If we have a teacher shortage and teacher strikes and all that, schools are going to go more virtual. Just the way it goes. So I think it's fascinating. We do have some breaking news. Judge Honorable Ketanji Jackson Brown has been confirmed as our next Supreme Court judge. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? I know for those of us who are older and fighting, technology, we're missing the nostalgia, the missing the old stuff. Anything old, any old rerun, any sort of that is going to be accessed computer-wise. And I don't like our dependence on computers. I can't stand that. If there's an issue with the router, if there's an issue, I could at least go to the news. I could go to my radio. I could get news that way. But it seems like technology-wise, we're forcing people into this sort of more tech atmosphere. And I don't know. I know I get headaches. When I do my Oculus, my neck hurts. Because you have something on your head. They're going to have to figure out ways because I can't be on that long. If you have degenerative disc disease, you're not going to be able to put a headset on. If you get migraines, you're not going to be able to do that. But people like it because, I don't need reading glasses. It works to my eyes. I don't need to have my contacts in. I don't have to, it's kind of amazing where we're going with that. So we'll see. Either way, I'll be on the platform somewhere, somehow. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Title 42 authority at the border could soon be lifted. And Texas's Governor Greg Abbott says he's going to be busing migrants to D.C. in protest. The Republican governor joins Fox News and says that he disagrees with how the Biden administration is handling immigration.
Joe Biden has refused to come to the border to see the chaos that he has created by his open border policies. So we're going to take the border to him by transporting the people that he is dropping off in these local communities in the state of Texas and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus.
He adds that illegal immigrants going to D.C. will be going willingly. Gas prices are down for the ninth day in a row. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular down another cent to $4.15 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News. A judge finds a man not guilty in the first January 6th acquittal. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping that I get my life back together to get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt.
The Senate approved two bills on Thursday. One would strip Russia of its most favored nation trade status, and the other backs President Biden's ban on Russian oil imports. The bills now head to the House, where they're both expected to be approved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some breaking news. The Senate has confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, making her the first black woman to be elevated to the judicial branch. This was a vote 53-47. Three Republicans joined all 50 Democrats in backing her. I don't have the official vote, but I believe it was Senator Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah. Vice President Kamala Harris, the first black woman to hold the position, and one of 11 black senators in American history, did preside over the vote. She did not necessarily have to vote because it passed along 53-47. You know, very likable, very intelligent woman. A lot of controversy over her stance on some of the rulings when it came to child pornography. So there's people are concerned about, you know, her liberal, maybe soft on crime. She did not want to comment on court packing. So, you know, to the degree that, people were hoping she would have a opinion. And very famously, she could not give a definition of woman, which is a little concerning because, as you know, she's the Supreme Court justice, and we are moving into a decade where we are not using women, men. We're going to be using, you know, we're changing bathrooms to, you know, this isn't anyone's bathroom. This is, you know, with sports. There's going to be a Supreme Court intervention to provide guidance, or they are going to be asked to provide guidance on how we proceed with sports. And do transgender athletes, do they compete with their biological, or are they allowed to compete with their non-biological athletes? And then does it provide them advantages? So the Supreme Court is probably going to have to eventually weigh in on this. So some people were concerned that she couldn't define woman, because obviously if you are going to weigh in on it one way or another, you're going to have to be able to define woman. And if it's that controversial, if we can't even say what a woman is or a man, you know, not only are you insulting men and women, but you're also insulting the trans community, who is going through amazing efforts to transition. Last thing you want to do is have a male transitioning to a transgender woman because they want to be a woman and all a woman encompasses, just for people to go, oh, that term's canceled. So, I think she's going to do a good job in terms of, you know, having had, with notoriously us, you know, putting people in roles such as Kamala Harris not having experience, you know, I think Judge Jackson, you know, does have a lot of judicial experience. It's just, there are some concerns that people have, and I get it, but she's has now made history. So, exciting day. Now, not so exciting what's going on in Ukraine. Pretty sad stuff. All hospitals in Ukraine's Luhansk region have been destroyed. All medical institutions and hospitals in eastern Ukraine of the Luhansk region have been destroyed by Russian forces. This is according to the Luhansk State Administration. If their hospitals are destroyed, you can't have civilians there. Excuse me. You can't take care of your sick and your wounded. According to Sergei Gaidal, since the beginning of the full-scale war between Russia and Ukraine, every medical institution in our region has been shelled. In the same post, the leader posted several pictures of the damaged Rubizhin Hospital, a medical facility that was new and filled with high-tech equipment. Gaidal accused the hospital's chief doctor of treason after he agreed with Russia's statement that Ukrainian forces were behind the destruction of that facility. That's also the region that had the nitric acid leak when a tank was hit with nitric acid. Not exactly sure whose tank it was. Not exactly sure what the tank was doing there. But the fact that that was hit and it released, that's a form of chemical warfare. There have been significant Russian troop losses in Ukraine. A Kremlin spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, has admitted that Russia has suffered significant losses of troops in Ukraine, causing the losses a huge tragedy for the country. And when he was asked whether withdrawal of Russian troops from Kyiv and its region could be seen as humiliation, he said those words are a wrong understanding of the situation. Kremlin spokesperson added that Russia did so to lift tension from those regions in order to show Russia is really ready to create comfortable conditions for the continuation of negotiations. I don't think so. When you leave one area and you destroy another, doesn't look like you're really interested in negotiation. Congress has now passed two bills targeting Russia. Congress plans to, one, suspend normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus, punishing the countries for their invasion, and a bill to prohibit energy imports from Russia, including oil, coal, and natural gas. The Senate unanimously passed the two bills earlier today. This also follows the UN from voting to eject Russia from their Security Council. Keep in mind, I think it was like a 93 vote, 25 or 26 dissented, and then a
And then I guess 50, I think, abstained. So we have almost a 55 to 45% shift of those condemning what Russia has done in the UN versus not. And some of the countries that voted against, I'd like to see a whole list. I haven't seen that yet. But some of the countries voting against punishing Russia and signing with Russia included China, include Iran, included Syria, and Belarus, of course. And, of course, Russia. The U.S. Defense Secretary says U.S. is giving intel to Ukraine for operations in Donbass. So the U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that publicly. He testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee to ask whether U.S. was providing intelligence to help Ukraine carry out attacks. So this is matters, according to CNN, because this is the first time the U.S. has publicly acknowledged they are assisting. You know, giving troops or giving weapons is one thing, but that they are playing a role in Ukraine's operations. That might be significant in terms of Russia wanting to retaliate, but, we have to. So the UNGA of the General Assembly of the UN, the United Nations General Assembly, has voted to suspend Russia from the Human Rights Council. It doesn't mean Russia's kicked out of the UN. Before the vote, China's UN ambassador, Zheng Jun, said the country would vote against the move. Why? Well, he said dealing with the membership of the Human Rights Council in such a way will set new dangerous precedent and produce serious consequences. He says China calls on all parties to work together in the same direction so as to create opportunities for peace and prospects for negotiation. China will continue to hold an objection and impartial position and play a responsible and constructive role in this regard. And again, so you kind of wonder, is it because they really rely on each other? Do we really have half the world relying on Russia so much that they couldn't vote yes from a human rights standpoint when people are killed? There's got to be this dependency on Russia that people don't want to jeopardize. Estonia is preparing to stop importing Russian gas within this year. So it wants to end its reliance on Russian gas. And so, the imagery coming out of Ukraine is causing countries that have been working with them to change their minds, which is good. The problem is people aren't ready to do it now. If this is going to happen with Estonia or other countries by the end of the year, people are expecting that this is going to be a very long, drawn-out year, a long war. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was getting my flu shot, I was in a pharmacy. And my husband came up to me because he was getting his flu shot too. And he said, look at the toothpaste. The toothpaste is locked up. Now there was a whole bunch of stuff not locked up, but the toothpaste was. Oh, well, that's interesting. And it's not like it was super expensive toothpaste. Now, he asked the, you know, one of the employees there, and they said, those are like a hot stolen item. People, it's hot meaning excited, popular. So a lot of people like to steal and grab toothpaste. So those are locked up. And I started to notice every time I went in there that more and more things were locked up in cases. And so was it that only the toothpaste at the time was a concern, or they were just slowly, with supply chain issues, slowly getting locks on all of the supplies in that area, and we only saw the toothpaste locked up. So, it was interesting. And because I'm like, why aren't people just stealing toothpaste? My guess is they're stealing a lot of it, but the toothpaste was one of the first things they were able to create the lockup for. Well, then, I think last year we saw something at Walmart where somebody had posted a video of lighter-skinned makeup being not locked up next to darker-toned being locked up. Now, I saw on the video, though, because I understand a lot of the makeup colors where you have ivory, porcelain ivory, then you have creamy natural. I usually use creamy natural. There's also like soft beige, things like that, but I'm very, very light, and so I can't use all if you use makeup too dark, it looks like you're using makeup too dark, so it has to kind of blend in with the color. And I noticed at least the creamy natural was still locked up. But the video from the person at Walmart had said it was only the darker. But so I'm wondering if maybe they ran out of locks. And so we saw that. I was like, well, maybe just they were locking it all up, but they only had X amount of locks. But then why didn't they start from this side? Why that side? So I was like, were they just locking up the darker shades? But I saw some medium shades and lighter shades, too, that were locked up. Well, now we have, people are flocking to the stores to make, because here's the thing, when you make these videos, you get recognized and you become famous. So a beauty influencer has now accused Target of racism because they went to Target. And he says that a cosmetic product in a darker shade was locked up while the lighter shade of the same product was not. Eli Levy, goes by username Eli Levy Official on TikTok, called out New York City's Target security measures in a video uploaded to the platform last week in which he urged Target to explain. He said, Target, please explain to me why the lighter shades are perfectly out while the darker shades are packaged and security sealed. That is racism at its finest in the beauty section at Target. Levi said in the video as he filmed a shelf holding different shades of Versed Mood Lighting Luminizing Glow Drops. And you see that. You see the darker shades locked up and the lighter shades not. And it's odd. It's, what's going on here? And so I for those of us that feel like, okay, we could grab the products, go and shop for it. Theft is becoming so bad that companies are turning to needing to lock. The problem is that costs money. And so if they are making decisions on what gets stolen more, and then it appears that they are being racist, they're going to have to lock up everything. I would recommend any store do that. If you're going to lock up a product that is commonly stolen, you don't just pick one product. You might as well lock up that whole area. And sadly, I don't know how much it costs to encase and to lock up products, but my guess is it's a lot. And then that is going to turn around and hit the consumer. Inflation is going up for a variety of reasons, but theft is one of them. And when people steal products, that company takes losses. I told you guys I was at a Home Depot, and I was with my boys, and I wanted to buy a gift card, so I bought a gift card, but then I had to go to the bathroom. And so when the cashier said, would you like a receipt? I go, yeah, if you don't mind, because I'm going to go to the bathroom. I don't want anyone to think I stole this. And she's like, oh, yeah, because we've got tons of people here stealing today. And I'm like, that's just today? Guess people walk in, they grab something and go. And, I mean, she was, security, safety first. You're not going to have a short female, young, person behind a register try to stop somebody bigger than them that could be armed who's stealing something. So what ends up happening? Well, these companies have to make a profit. They have to pay their bills. Prices go up. So I'm really frustrated at how we can't control crime, such that now we have companies falling all over themselves trying to lock up things that get stolen, and then sadly, because they're only locking up, certain things, it looks racist. That's not cool. And so they're going to have to lock up everything. So what, you go to a store and then you're going to need somebody to unlock it. You know, with clothes, they have this tag on them. So when you, if you do steal a shirt, there's this big, huge alarm. And then security could run after you. I can't tell you how many times I've bought something and they forget to take the tag out. And then I'm like, I'm right here. Here's my receipt. Here's my seat. I'm standing with my arms up. You know, but you have other people that just don't care. They have no problem outrunning security. And security doesn't want to get shot. Now get this. In Manhattan, the shoplifter has claimed that a security guard at Duane Reade assaulted her when he stopped her from walking out of the store with a fabric softener. The shoplifter identified herself as Jackie, gave an interview outside Duane Reade on 14th Street and Union Square, saying the clash with security, claiming they dragged her back into a room and issued her with a notice banning her from all chain stores across the state. She spoke openly about her attempts to steal the fabric softener and to do her laundry, and claims when security guards stopped her at the door, she complied and handed over the merchandise before trying to leave the store. She said he put his hands on me, pulled me back into the store, and told me I had to go back in. They're not allowed to touch you. She said they manhandled me. They dragged me into the store. They actually cut my purse off me with a box cutter. After Jackie finished her interview, she went up to the store security team with her boyfriend to continue to argue that what the guard did was illegal. So now you as a security guard could be accused of assault if you are trying to stop somebody from stealing. CVS Pharmacy has claimed shoplifting has increased by 300% since the start of the pandemic. Rite Aid closed down a store in Midtown because of having 200,000 worth of products stolen. That's what's going on now. Now it's a free-for-all. People are getting free stuff. Nothing's happening. And that, you know, if you want to stop inflation, stop crime. The more they steal, the more things are going to go up. You have to hire security. You have to lock things up. In fact, there's a lot of pharmacies saying we're done with retail. You could come here and get your vaccine, but yeah, you can't buy bandages. You can't buy your sugar monitors. I mean, that's what's happening. So, all I know is I would not want to be in retail. I would not want to own a store. I would not want to be security right now. And we're all going to be, sadly, feeling the brunt of this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.